Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Studio Bill Bush again out today. It is a busy, busy day, Sip. It is the eve of Give to Lincoln Day. We'll be on the patio, the porch tomorrow morning at Cedars, 66 and Pioneers. And today we'll have Jim Blue and Doug Ganson at 7 o'clock to talk about that and provide free drip coffee for 2 hours if you stop by the station.
You are kidding.
I'm not kidding you. 7:15 to 9 a.m. You stop by the ticket here at 1040 O Street. Pinnacle Bank is sponsoring free drip coffee.
What is drip coffee?
That's just regular black coffee over there. The flavored coffee or the regular non-flavored coffee from the mill.
Wow.
So that's all on the house if you stop by. Also, they're going to have a chance to win a golf package to Tatanka.
On the house.
On the house. So please make plans this morning to stop by to enjoy some free coffee between 7:15 and 9 here on the bank, on the dime of Pinnacle Bank on behalf of Cedars for tomorrow's Give to Lincoln Day, setting the tone for generosity.
Wow.
How's that sound to you?
I mean, that's sounds profound.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I like free coffee.
Well, think about what you said, setting the tone for generosity.
Absolutely. Shouldn't just be a one-day thing. You've been generous your whole life, you know?
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
So, please stop by today if you're able to, 7:15 to 9, to support Cedars and have some free drip coffee on the house. How are you this morning,
6:03 a.m.
I called you last night. You were in bed at 7:15.
I was.
I could tell. You told me this morning, you didn't tell me at that point, but I could tell on the phone call you were either just waking up from a nap or about to fall asleep at 7:20.
I don't know if people...
I'm not here to judge you.
I don't know if people would be judging me right now. I don't know how to explain it. Except I told you what I told you.
You did?
And we share a lot. There's a huge man that just walked out of Hampton. I'm going to say 6'8", 320.
He's not 6'8". I don't think so. He looks over here, too. Is he listening to the show?
Are you listening to the
As
show?
As you said that, he looked right over at us, across the street. From the,
you don't think that's 6'8"? The Hampton eight? Inn.
I don't think that's 6'8". It's hard to tell when you're sitting down and that far away. He's probably 6'6", at least. Big guy. Three bills.
Yeah, he's three bills.
Three bills.
He's three bills. Yeah, I have half a sausage McMuffin in my throat.
Yeah, we have a lot of food today. So Eric and Hickman provided Casey's breakfast pizza for us here.
Eric, what?
This is what, two straight days he brought in donuts and he brought in breakfast pizza.
Eric needs to tell me when he's going to be here because I have his skis from Radio Trading.
That's why he keeps coming in.
Okay, Eric, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put those skis in the back of my truck. Now, we're going to be at Cedars tomorrow.
Right. Probably not the best day tomorrow. Maybe Friday, if you're around. You might not be here because of a trip to California to watch Trey Taylor.
Yeah, we have a lot of complications. As far as going to bed that early last night, do you think it was this? Okay, so what was yesterday, Tuesday?
Yes.
Monday night, I took a Benadryl. Then yesterday, I got up, and my allergies were bad, and I immediately took a Zyrtec.
Zyrtec.
Yeah, Zyrtec. Zyrtec. I think Trixie writes Zyrtec on the bottle.
Zyrtec.
I took one of Trixie's Zyrtecs. She knows about it. Do you think that combination got
that? Probably got you. Yeah, that'll do it. Double whammy of.
Do you think
allergy medication?
Night Benadryl, morning Zyrtec.
Yeah, I can see that wiping you out, especially if it's not a common thing to do both.
I never do it.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was a lot.
That's what your diagnosis is.
For some reason, I'm not trying to make this about myself here, but it's been very straight. You know, I have allergies too in the spring. I haven't had them yet. I didn't get them this year.
I don't have them.
I'm going to say maybe in early March I had a couple of sneeze fests, and I've not taken an allergy pill since probably mid-March. It's very uncommon for me.
Huh.
So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I want to tell you, it's the same, and it probably backs your notion that it probably backs your diagnosis. I do take a Benadryl a lot, but I never take a Zyrtec during the day. Never. I don't know why I did it. It was impulsive. It was like, it was impulsive.
But now you're fine. You've recovered. You got
some
sleep.
I feel great now.
You're good.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
Yeah. Yesterday was a...
We've got a comment from Jay Foreman on the matter.
Oh, boy.
Sip, that's like mixing cocaine and a bottle of gin.
Is it?
Zyrtec and Benadryl.
I think that's what got me.
Well, that's why you were hurting.
There was some strange...
Or tired.
Strange fatigue.
Yeah, I think we've learned what the problem was there.
Like, I don't want to walk up these four steps. These four steps are a challenge.
That's a lot. That's,
yeah. What's going on here? So that was
it. You've got coffee. You've got food. You've got hopefully ways to recover from this.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
We do have a lot going on.
We have Lance Harvell coming in.
Yes, show tease. Lance Harvell's 8:30. Sean Callahan, 8:05. We're going to have, obviously, Jim Blue and Doug Gans at 7:15 on the show. We'll have the mailbag at 6:45, as always, the song of the day. So a lot going on. A lot going on right now.
Jake, how was your day yesterday?
We don't like talking about grinding and busy. This week is maybe the busiest week of my entire life.
Okay.
It feels like.
Okay. Now, hold on.
Combine. Okay. For those who don't know, when the show ends, I am the sales director for the station. I sell the advertising.
I need to hear this occasionally.
And I help out with a lot of programming and a lot of different hats. Not trying to brag. That's just what the role is.
You are the sales director.
So with all the excitement of the regional coming to Lincoln on Friday for baseball, and of course softball being in the Women's College World Series, a lot of things to sell, a lot of post-game, pre-game, and coverage to sell, which I was doing yesterday. It took a lot of energy to get everybody signed up because tons of interest, a lot of people on for that. So excited about that, but just the more people that come in, the more work, and the more it's worth it. For all this, then also you've got Give to Lincoln Day. We got all these things set up for tomorrow with our different locations that we have throughout the day. So it's a lot, but we can do it.
It's a busy
time. Done this for a long time.
Isn't it interesting?
If I was new to this job, I'd probably be freaked out, say, "Oh my God, how do you do this?" But I've done this for a while, so I know how to handle it.
Ah, yes. You know what you just did there?
Is that a humble brag?
No, you sort of illustrated the importance of your experience in this.
I would agree. If Give to Lincoln Day does not work without having experience with all of us doing it before. That's why we know what we're doing. It's not, we're not freaked out like we were a couple years ago. Yeah. We know how to do that.
See?
It's a fun day.
Experience does matter.
It does matter. So thank you, Zip. And thank you for in advance for being there tomorrow morning on the patio, the porch at Cedars. I keep saying patio porch. There's different things. I keep saying them.
Patio
porch
is fine.
It's a porch. You sit on the porch at Cedars.
I think you're okay with
the front porch at a house.
Front patio's not bad either.
But the patio is usually below the porch.
Oh, whatever.
There's steps down to the patio, essentially.
I need to hear every so often that you say the words, "I am also the sales director."
I am.
I need to hear that.
If you want to advertise, you know how to find me. You can email Jake@theticketfm.com. I'm happy to help you out. We have a lot of advertisers that we love them all. We can always use more and try to help you out with your brands.
Yeah, I need to hear it because we're all kind of fixated on our own lives and you're really busy. I'm really busy. And I don't think, God, Jake's got a whole.
Well, I don't want you ever to worry about it, though.
A whole set of other issues.
You have your own job. I have mine. And that's how life operates. Bill has his stuff going on, too. He's got his own.
Yeah, we just head out of here.
Yeah, we're back here at 6 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah, and here we go. So, yeah, baseball, softball, Cedars, that's a lot for you.
That's a busy, week.
Isn't it? Now, what I was going to say is I always have a trouble reconciling my brain when it gets this busy. Like, you always think, oh, this is the slow time again.
No. It usually is. Well,
not always.
You don't usually have a regional at home. It's the first time since 2008. We all know that. You're not usually in the World Series. That's the first time since 2013 for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So with all that happening at the same time, it's glorious for Nebraska fans. It's glorious for the station. It's great for me. It's a lot of things to sell and excitement. It's just more work than usual, and I have no problem with that.
No, when you
just say the fact that it is happening.
When you say more work than usual, I hope people don't attach negative connotations to that. I don't attach negative connotations to it. I need to be busy. But I have noticed that there's not much downtime anymore. May, we're done with May here pretty quick. And then June, for me, is busy because it's camp season over at Memorial Stadium. We're doing a lot. We're working weekends.
Yes.
That's pretty much till the end of June. In July, it's basically on you.
Well, and don't forget also we had state baseball last week. We had all those games with Nick and Austin and Tristan on the call. So there's a lot, you know, we've had a lot of action for May. It's been a busy, busy May. And exciting because Nebraska baseball's been good the whole month and so has softball. So you've had that. You've had state baseball in Omaha, give to Lincoln Day. It's been probably the busiest May we've ever had in the history of the station. And that's a great thing. It's exciting.
It is.
And you're going to go to California to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's, and people have asked me, so you're not staying and covering the baseball. I'll tell you something, Jake. I think you would understand, maybe or maybe not. I have a hard time. I would have a hard time if I had to do it, and I might have to do it if they would host a super regional outside chance.
You'd want to be there. That's fun.
Hold on. I have a problem as a sports writer injecting myself into that crowd of journalists when I hadn't covered them all year. I don't think that's a good look. I don't.
That's how I felt at softball the other day. I wasn't without. I'm not calling anybody. I didn't feel fully welcomed by the media. they know that I'm a radio host that sells advertising. I don't really go to press conferences. I don't go to. I didn't get the vibe that, hey, well, Jake's here.
I didn't.
Wow, you show up when it's a super regional. Way to go, buddy.
They've been covering it all year.
They have.
I think I would feel that.
Yeah, I can see that.
That unwelcomeness.
If I felt a little bothered by it, but then I'm like, you know what? They're probably right. It's not the best. But I.
Good for you.
I could see that. Yeah,
good.
So I stuck to my own area, and I was covering the game. I was getting videos. I was tweeting out stuff. So I was still without their support of me being there. I didn't really care because I had a media credential and I was doing my job.
No, Bill, where are you?
trying to support Nebraska Athletics on behalf of the ticket.
Got to get him back here for these segments.
Well, here's better news for you. I will be in media for the regional. I will be at Haymarket Park. For Friday's 3 o'clock game, I'll probably stick around for the 8 o'clock game as well, the A&M and Arizona State game.
I don't imagine you'll feel fully welcome.
No, probably not.
But nor would I.
I've tried to assess what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to be a roaming reporter around the ballpark. I don't want to be in the press box.
Right.
I really don't.
I
have no interest being up there.
I know. You don't want to be up there.
For the sake of the looks from media that are always there, which, again, they can make those looks. They deserve that. They're there all the time. I'm not. I get it. If you want to sneer at me, sneer at me.
Was anybody sneering at
No,
you?
It was just like, well, I could see Chad. Like, oh, it was over here finally. Finally showed up to a game.
I doubt that.
Super regional.
I doubt that that happened. But it
takes a super for Jake to show up to the game. Wow.
Well, it'd be the same way with me. That's what.
No, we can't win. We can't win.
That's what I mean.
We'll just keep doing our thing.
Do you see what I mean?
I get it.
Yeah. And
but
I
you are, but hang on though. For those who would sneer at you, you could say, "Listen, hang on. You don't have to say this, but you could say, I have been a sports writer of the year in the state. I can do what I want. I pretty much can do what I want at this point."
Well,
you don't wear that badge and show it off, but when you have to, you say, "Hang on,
no.
Sports writer of the year can do what he wants when he wants." You read my coverage and you accept it.
Well, I think you had the proper response. Actually, they probably should sneer. I have to deal with it.
I will. That's fine. If you don't like me, you don't like me. I'm going to still do my job and cover it on behalf of the station and watch it. And I did.
That is a tremendous attitude.
And thank you. And we did post-game videos. We had Samantha Bland on after the first game, and we waited for a while, but they were celebrating with their teams. We just didn't do an interview after the Saturday game. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But we were trying to do our job. And yeah. I'll do the same thing for baseball this weekend.
I don't know that people mind this conversation. I would tell you, too, and I tell Sean the same thing. I mostly just want to cover football. That's it. I mean, that's the bottom line to me. I will find reasons to write football. That's what I do, okay? And that's where I want it to be late in my career. I diverged and went to basketball. When they made their big run.
But you did go to basketball games throughout the year.
Yes, some.
Like it would be something if you, in an epic year, mm-hmm. never went to a single regular season game.
It'd be weird.
You went to, not a lot, but several.
I went to several, yeah. And I will continue to do that.
So if you showed up for just the, you know, Oklahoma City for the first time of the year, you would deserve some sneers.
Yes.
But all three of us, Bill went to a couple games. I went to a game with Bill this year.
Yeah.
I went to every home game, I believe, maybe except for two.
Yeah, and I follow it very closely. Now, I would tell you this, too. I follow baseball very closely. I follow it, but I don't go to the games. It doesn't fit in the schedule all that well. I don't write baseball columns during the regular season because they just don't get enough views to do that for me.
Now you will.
They would probably now. But see, if you get into that conundrum of you don't get a lot of traffic on those columns during the season. But when they get good, there's traffic. But if you haven't covered it, then what? So it's a little different than it was at the paper. But I wasn't writing a lot of baseball columns at the paper either. I wasn't. Not in the last few years.
Well, they have been a regional, or, you know, a super regional type team. And they still might not be a super team. But they're right now, as the one seed, you're favored to be a super regional team going somewhere else, likely if that Auburn it would be.
The other thing about it is, and you know me, I overthink everything, right?
Sure.
I do.
I think we all do.
A lot of people do. I don't feel like I offer much expertise.
You know baseball. You played baseball. Listen, we have a cut-up article from you when you tried out for some sort of professional team. What was it?
I was signed by our sports editor.
Yeah.
To do it and write about it as not a joke, but as take us into that world. It wasn't. I was actually trying to make the Cincinnati.
Well, Reds. You did. Wait, so you know ball though. You attempted to make the Reds. You know
I did
baseball.
Not attempt to make the Reds.
You can list all the teams in the 70s and every player in every team.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I played Legion ball.
Don't put your baseball is not. It has changed a lot, but it still is the same premise as it was in the 70s as well.
Yes, I do understand the sport of baseball, but if you're not covering a team, a certain team throughout its travails and high points, then what kind of expertise do I really offer in this situation?
Sean, this sounds like a human interest story.
Yeah, this is human interest.
Yes, it is.
This is idle chit-chat human interest. But I do like to put out there occasionally that at this stage of my career, I focus mostly on football. I was asked on another show yesterday, where are you going? Are you going to Oklahoma City or are you going to stay here and cover the regional? I had said neither. I'm going to California to cover the Elite 11.
Football.
Taylor. Yeah, football. And that's that's what I would prefer.
You like California too. You like LA.
Or staying on Redondo Beach.
You see, you'll be at a good spot.
Yeah.
Eric, by the way, says he'll be down Monday morning for the skis if that works.
From Hickman, Monday morning.
Sip informed me that he might not be here Monday because he might be worn out from the weekend of travel.
Yeah, I think we get back Sunday.
We'll discuss.
Yeah. Eric?
Tuesday.
Hey, how about Tuesday?
You're safe Tuesday for sure on the skis, Eric. You can't ski anywhere. It's summertime, so patience on that.
Can you just work with me and just there'll be a guarantee of Tuesday. A guarantee of Tuesday. Yes.
Last thing for idle chit-chat, unless you have anything else. But I'll keep this very quick because I don't really care to talk about it much, but just the Royals lost 15-1 last night.
Good Lord.
Your
rants are starting to hit home with me a little more.
The Yankees had more home runs than the Royals had hits in the game.
That's good.
Keep in mind, this was at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, a home game for the Royals.
This was not the Omaha Royals.
No, it felt like, this looked like single-A Royals last night.
You might try the Omaha Royals.
The Royals had 5 hits. The Yankees had 6 home runs and 24 hits.
24
you know how hard it is to give up 24 hits in a Major League Baseball game?
24 hits you don't see. As someone who followed the box scores regularly as a youth, 24 would make me run to my dad and say, Dad, the Yankees had 24
is this a
hits.
Typo? Is this real?
How does that? I don't even know if you could get that in a box score.
24 hits. I would like to yell. People are saying I want the rant. I have nothing for you. They have killed me inside. I am deceased at the Royals at this point.
Wait a second. Oh, once again, we miss Bill because his reaction to you saying they killed me inside.
They're
would have been priceless.
They've lost 13 straight games to the Yankees dating back to 2 years ago. They're not close in almost every one of these games. They almost beat them, of course, on Monday night, Memorial Day, but they blew the ninth inning because that's what the Royals do. And then they lose 15-1 in a game. They were down 9-0 in the third inning before a solo home run by Bobby Witt made it 9-1, and that's all they scored. That was it.
That's rough.
It's a pathetic organization.
Oh, come on.
And by the way, the Storm,
easy.
If you're trying to look for positivity, the AAA team, the Storm Chasers, lost 16-2 last night.
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah, the team that, hey, let's find somebody from the minors. Nope, they lost 16-2.
The Storm Chasers lost 16-2, and the parent club lost 15-1.
That's right. Banner
31-3.
Banner night for the Royals organization last night.
Ooh, that's rough.
So, it was so...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
The game was over in the first inning. I have nothing to rant about. The rant was about blowing the game when you're trying to end an 11-game skid to the Yankees. And now you lose 15-1. I'm dead inside to the Royals.
You have nothing left.
So thank you for Husker baseball. Thank you to Husker softball. They are what I'm going to focus on until that team in KC figures out they want to play baseball this year or care.
You have nothing left.
I have nothing. The manager should go. The hitting coach should have been gone 3 years ago. The pitching coach I'm fine with. He's been... had injuries to deal with. I like him. I like the pitching coach. I'm not mad at him. That was a bad outing for the pitchers, but they're employing a guy that should be playing Major League Baseball as the pitcher last night. He has a 14 ERA. 14, Sip. 1-4. Not 1-4-0. 14.00 ERA.
Oh, too. We should have bookmarked. I hope we bookmarked you feeling you saying that you felt unwelcome in the media.
Oh, yeah, those are without.
Bill needs to address this.
It's true. I did. And I feel the same. I'll try to avoid that so I can like walk around because I it was just a strange place to keep walking around because it's not a huge stadium, Bolin. And so people can say, "Wow, Jake's just making the rounds a lot." Well, yeah, I don't want to be. Haymarket's a lot bigger.
It's a lot bigger.
Concourse. You can walk around the whole ballpark versus you can't really do that at Bolin. You can walk around the entire ballpark. Haymarket.
I appreciate you voicing that.
So I intend to do that and not be in the press box and get sneers.
Yeah, media can do that. They can be that way. They're a little clicky, right?
They can't. Yeah, well.
And that's I guarantee you.
Well, I could see
I'd
myself
get the same
being
treatment.
That if I was one of those
right.
people that was at every game, the cold games,
not
the early
game.
Games, the late games,
yeah.
And somebody shows up for when it's actually the playoffs and
right.
the super regionals
right.
of that, I could see some anger there.
Or I don't know if it'd be anger, just I'd say a measure of
annoyance.
Resentment, yeah. of some annoyance.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know if they'd be outright angry.
Listen, I'm used to resentment. We're in sports radio. People love you, people hate you. It's fine.
Wow, that was good idle chit-chat.
That is idle chit-chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com. Quick note, the baseball regional is sold out as of yesterday. I don't know what the number of tickets is. I thought they could get to 10,000, but they did not list, I don't believe, an official number.
Sold out.
But as of last night, they're saying they're sold out for the regional. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. And so that sort of all that noise about the ticket, the way they sold them kind of goes away quick. They sold the damn thing out, so that's all you need to know.
Yes, they did. 464-5685, call or text as always. I saw this yesterday from ESPN was doing their quarterback tiers ahead of this upcoming season.
Right.
They had quite a few different tiers, Sip, and Calandry was not in the top tier.
This is Anthony Calandry.
Yeah, this is from David Hale of ESPN, wrote this yesterday. It's titled, Ranking All 138 FBS Quarterback Situations Ahead of the 2026 Season. He put these in tiers. Like, number one, example, tier 1A, Zip, as room at the top.
Yeah.
Four players.
Oh, who are they?
Darian Mentz at Miami via Jeez. Duke.
Jeez.
Notre Dame's C.J. Carr. Ole Miss, Trinidad Chambliss, and Arch Manning at Texas is room at the top. Four players.
How do you feel about those guys?
Surprised to see Mensa. I like Mensa a lot. I do. But I'm surprised to see him the first player mentioned here. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's the best quarterback in football, but I do think he's very good.
Okay, now here's the question before we get to Calandrium. How much have you seen Mensa?
I've watched him a little bit. I watched him when he played Illinois when he was at Duke. And one more came beyond that, I think.
See, we just don't see those guys very
much.
No, we
don't.
It's hard to judge them. C.J. Carr didn't wow me last year.
No.
Did he wow you?
No, he did not.
You don't have to agree with
what
I'm saying.
No, I did not, no.
I think Bill really likes it.
Hang on. That team was carried by a top five pick at running back in Jeremiah Love and another guy that went in the second late first round. They had two first-round running backs. They needed to pass the ball.
True.
C.J. Carr.
So the top tier is Mensa, Carr, Chambliss, Manning. That does not bowl me over.
No.
In terms of...
No, we love... Bill loves Chambliss. We all love Chambliss.
Okay, now wait a second. Do you love Chambliss or do you love the Chambliss story? Do you love Chambliss, the quarterback?
I love both things.
Oh, do you?
Zip, I do.
See, I don't. He's good. He's not. Doesn't freak.
And Arch Manning, I'm waiting for that breakout. He was fine to end the year last year. He had a rough start, we all know. But can he break out and have a really good full season? We're waiting for that from Arch.
This guy does a really good job, by the way. So tier 1B.
Great, but also has Jeremiah Smith. That'd be one player in Ohio State's Julian Sayin.
Sayin, I would say, I was talking to Spencer. We should have, Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row. He's a writer.
Okay.
He just mentioned the other day, while I was doing my Ohio State preview, Sayin's not why he's not universally regarded as a first-round potential quarterback right now. And so 1B is probably good for him. Well, but he does have Jeremiah Smith, who, by the way, is a little leaner now. He got bulked up last year.
Let's realize.
Okay, I want to tell you one thing that Holbrook said about Jeremiah Smith that stopped me in my tracks. Spencer Holbrook, by the way, we should have him on.
Okay.
He's a young guy. He's a young guy, but he is really smart. That sounded bad.
A little bit condescending. Yeah, he's young, but boy, is he smart. But boy, is he young, though.
Anyway, he said of Jeremiah Smith that he's streamlined. He got a little bulky last year, which I agree. I thought he was a little bulky. He streamlined himself. He's 6'3", 225, and runs routes like a slot receiver. Think about that.
Well, when he goes,
think you could cover that, Connor?
When he's a top five pick, they'll have had two of those. And Carnell Tate, who was picked fourth this year to the Titans,
he's a certain top five.
And Jeremiah Smith the next year.
Okay,
next
keep
up,
going.
Next tier, tier two. Are you not entertained? Four players.
Okay.
Sam Levitt at LSU, Jaden Maiva at USC, and at Oregon, both Dante Moore and Dylan Raiola make tier two. Are you not entertained?
Huh.
I don't think they'd have Raiola there if he was, not in a, it's not a battle though. He's the clear number two at Oregon, right?
I don't know.
I don't know why he's listed on this.
I guess they say Raiola's career record versus Power Four opponents 9-9. Total QBR 5.57 yards per drop back, 21 touchdowns. 20 turnovers, 53 sacks. Those numbers aren't, that's interesting. He puts him in there. Tier two.
That would be the are you not entertained tier. Tier three, the Sean Clifford zone, whatever that means. Six players, Zip.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It says this, before the player says, Sean Clifford won 32 games as Penn State starter. He was nearly always somewhere between solid and quite good. That's what we're saying. Solid and quite good.
Okay. And on that list,
we have Georgia's Gunnar Stockton, Indiana's Josh Hoover via TCU this year, Oklahoma's John Mateer, Penn State's Rocco Becht coming from Iowa State, Texas A&M's Marcel Reed, and Utah's Devin Dampier.
This is now that is to me, the most interesting bunch of the ones we've covered so far.
They're solid to quite good, and it mentioned Clifford was 4-11 against ranked teams.
He was always somewhere between solid and yeah. All these guys kind of fit that. Gunner could be quite good, as you saw at Georgia, right?
I think Hoover could be pretty good at Indiana under Cignetti.
Yeah, well, I know Hoover walks on water now that he's
in
Indiana.
Well, he does. He's with Siggs, who's made Curtis Rourke incredible.
Was Curtis Rourke incredible?
He was pretty good. He came from Ohio, and he was kicking teams.
Let's not say incredible.
He put up 56 points in Nebraska, all right?
Siggs, let's not say incredible.
Curtis Rourke didn't play the second half. He got injured. They still put up that many points.
He was good. He was not incredible.
Good player.
Mateer, hurt last year, late, good. Becht, really tough. Marcel Reed's a fascinating character to me.
Because he can be electric. He can be incredible, but can be dumbfounding. Usually incredible,
and
though.
And we saw Dampier.
We did.
There. You were on hand.
Oh, how could you miss that?
You were on hand.
I was in Vegas to watch him destroy Nebraska's defense.
Dampier was a big problem.
And we knew that going in. That he'd be a problem, and he sure was.
I'm glad to see Dampier on this list. Devon Dampier was excellent, I thought. Excellent.
Tier 4. Better than you thought. 6 players. I thought maybe this would be Calandria in this pick.
Wait a second. Tier 4. Hold on.
But he's not on this list. No, a guy that we have not mentioned for like a year, who had a great year 2 years ago, was Arizona's Noah Fifita.
Okay.
He still is there. He didn't transfer. He's still there.
Better than you thought. I have not seen Fifita. Have you seen him?
He wasn't quite the same without his first-round pick in Teteroa McMillan, who, of course, was a rookie for the Panthers last year, but he's still a solid player. I've not seen him play.
Okay, who else better
than Connor Wegman at Houston.
Yes.
At NC State, both C.J. Bailey and Will Wilson. Don't know either of those guys. SMU, we have seen Kevin Jennings before. Mm-hmm. And Washington, Damon Williams Jr., who, of course, is going to have to win over the locker room after his debacle with that team in January.
I can tell you, after talking to their beat writer, the Washington Huskies, is that what you said is not inaccurate. I think he's got some work to do with that locker room.
And it's May. It's almost June. This was in January. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a problem this year.
Well, maybe, Jake. Maybe. Maybe he'll get it resolved. Damon Williams on Tier 4 is low to me.
Well, we like him.
Yeah.
He's
a problem. But he was not good at Wisconsin in the cold. That's one thing this young writer mentioned, that he's from Arizona, Damon Williams, and they wonder about him in cold weather. They play Nebraska on Halloween.
Potentially the cold.
On Halloween.
Could be cold.
I think likely if you're a Nebraska cold fan, you want it to be brisk. Not brisk. You want it to be sleeting and cold. Yes.
Tier 5, the Christian Hackenberg paradox. It says... Already picking on former Penn State quarterbacks, let's use Hackenberg as another example of a unique quarterback subset. Hackenberg earned the Penn State job as a true freshman and wowed, throwing 20 touchdown passes and announcing himself as a burgeoning star, a near certain first-round NFL pick. From there, things did not go as planned. Coaching changes, turnovers, and it didn't work out for him. So here is the comparison to that set. BYU's Bear Bachmeier, California, Cal's Jaron Kiwe Sagapalutli.
Yeah, whatever.
And Michigan's Bryce Underwood.
This is a unique subset. These are unique subsets is what they are.
Yep, they're well thought out.
They really are. They really are. Okay, so let's get to Tier 6.
Okay, Tier 6 is Nebraska finally. Welcome to the big leagues. 3 players, Auburn's Byron Brown from USF, Nebraska's Anthony Calandria from UNLV, and Oklahoma State's Drew Mestemaker from North Texas.
This is what Hale writes.
Go ahead.
Then there's Calandria, who has already spent 2 years playing Power 4 football at Virginia, where he was viewed as an intriguing prospect who just needed to balance his playmaking ability with less risk-taking. Interesting. It took a step down to the Mountain West for it to all click into place. Now he's at Nebraska, where that program is starved for a star QB. Calandria's 74.9 QBR last season would have been the best by any Nebraska player since at least 2004.
the last line hits you. Now, it was in the Mountain West, not the Big Ten or the Big 12. Nebraska's been since 2004.
I think it's Zach Taylor when... Big 12 offensive player of the year.
Apparently wasn't at 74.9 QBR.
Did Joe Gans have a big year? Remember Joe?
He did. How could you forget 2008?
Yeah, Joe had
came
a big
in 07. It was good to end that year, but 08 was his big year at Nebraska.
Adrian Martinez as a freshman was dynamite, right?
He was, but apparently didn't have a 74.9 QBR.
Yeah, if Calandria can be as good as Zach Taylor, as good as Adrian as a freshman, as good as Joe Gans. Hello, if he's that good.
They win eight wins, games.
Yeah.
And maybe nine games.
Yeah.
Get upset of one of the big teams on the schedule.
Yeah. Wow. And I think they're going to have to score.
Maybe beat Iowa on the road.
I mean, I think they're going to have to be a fairly high-scoring team. I think they're going to have to score, in a top 30 nationally to be that
team. Believe what we've heard from Dana Holgorsen, in his media sessions, he says this guy fits what he's looking for. Calandria fits what his offense wants to be.
Yeah, Here's the thing, Jake. This is where I can inject some level of context. I have a little trouble judging individuals in the ultimate team sport. Because ultimately, how we look at Calandria will depend on what guys do around him. What's the offensive line look like?
Which we are optimistic about this year, O-line.
But you understand why some of this is folly, what we do, especially in our shoes where we're judging quarterbacks we've never seen play. I've seen Bachmeier snippets of Bear Bachmeier. That's it. I saw a game of Devin Dampier. Now, that game was really good.
He was
but
great.
I bet there's games you could find Devin Dampier where he didn't look that
sure.
good.
Sure. That's why he's boom or bust.
How much have you seen of Calandria? I saw a spring game live, okay? Did he play a half?
Did he impress you in the spring game?
I thought he was pretty good, but didn't bowl you over. But how could you? It's hard to bowl people over in a spring game sometimes. I saw Adrian Martinez have a horrible spring game after his freshman year. I remember going over there to write... I'm just going to write about Adrian because Adrian, after that big freshman year, he's going to be a monster. He had a terrible spring game. It's hard to write about.
I forget about that. But
yeah. Do you remember? I do.
I don't recall the spring game.
He didn't play very well, I don't believe, in that second spring game of his. That's my recollection. Maybe it was the third, but I think
I tend to forget
second.
Spring game results.
I know. Now, how much have you seen of Calandria? You saw the spring game. Then what else have you seen of him? I've seen highlights.
Just highlights.
Yeah.
And the highlights focus on the good things. We don't see the bad
exactly.
portions, as Bill says, in the highlights. You don't see all the bad.
So some of
see
this
the good.
Some of this is folly, what we do. And then there's that part of what I said just a second ago. Much of what happens with these quarterbacks is dependent on what's around them. We've seen good quarterbacks at Nebraska with nothing around them, and then they get Adrian. Now, we've gone through that, me and you. We've gone through that whole discourse. But it comes back, a lot of this discussion comes back to how the guys around Calandria perform. He could look very good with good protection if it's a good run blocking line, like I think it will be.
Mm-hmm.
If the running backs are productive and the receivers don't drop passes. We haven't seen drops. We haven't seen a lot of drops. If that receiver core is as good as I think it is, yeah, Calandria will look really good. But, man, if you put some of the receiving cores around Calandria that we've had here in the last 12 years or so, he's not going to look very good. You can remember him. They trotted out some receiver cores that looked like
you
might be in the MAC. I mean,
you were very critical of the size of the receivers at times.
You would go to the MAC and see better receiver cores at times of Nebraska. Not that long ago, right? But now, I will tell you this, you will not see a receiving core in the MAC now that looks like Nebraska.
I'll have to scout the MAC before.
No, they don't have these guys. They don't have these guys. They don't have Quinn Clark, 6'5", 230. They don't have
Isaiah Hunter. We're waiting for him to break out.
He'll break out.
Quinn.
not Isaiah.
You heard it here. Quinn Clark's breaking out per SIP.
Well, he's one of the four guys that got invited down to Florida with Calandria.
I know that.
And Isaiah Hunter. Ja'Cory Barney.
You lost Dane Key.
Yeah, Isaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney, Quinn Clark. Who's the,
Cortez Mills.
Cortez Mills, His Highness. We're missing somebody obvious, by the way. But those are good. Those are good players. But I mean, Isaiah Hunter could be a really good. He was really. I thought he was really good at times last year.
Yeah, he was very good at the tunnel screen several times.
He's good beyond the tunnel screen. He's good at tunnel screen, though. You're right.
He scored a couple times in those in that play.
Hold on.
Let's figure it out. We gotta get to break.
No. Just hold on. We can do this. Because it's gonna drive me crazy if I don't get this name. Ja'Cory Barney, Isaiah Hunter,
you said
Kwazii Gilmer.
Yeah, the new one.
That's the one
from
we
UCLA.
Left out. Yeah. So the four guys that went with Calandria to Florida to throw are Barney, Kwazii Gilmer, Isaiah Hunter, and Quinn Clark. Quinn Clark.
Breakout year.
His dad was Ken Clark.
So the tier is tier six. Welcome to the big leagues for Anthony Calandria, per the David Hale's article for ESPN. Well written.
Yeah. It really was.
A nice read.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the breakers consider eating this morning?
Bolt Bird.
That's Early Bird, open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Stop by today. Early Bird, 19th K, open every day of the week until 2 p.m.
Could we'll go Rhonda Bird, too, by the way.
Rhonda Bird. That's tomorrow when she's playing.
Yeah. Okay.
8:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Hopefully Bill's back. He needs to address these sneers you've got.
We will address the sneers.
He will not like it. He will not like it.
But he might understand that.
I don't know. Bill's not big on unfriendliness. He's not going to like that.
When we come back, I got some stats. Which one's the most surprising ahead of the 2026 football season? Next on Early Break on the Ticket.